Commitments by Simon Brett, starring Rosemary Leach as Anna, Nicola Paget, Victoria, and Celia Imrie, Charlotte. Episode 6, Two at a Time.
She's at it again, you know.
What?
Charlotte. She's got another lover.
Oh, good for her. What do you mean, Victoria? Surely you don't begrudge your sister a bit of happiness?
Happiness? Is that what she calls it? Tackiness is the word I'd go for.
What makes you think the new relationship's tacky?
Past experience, Anna. Charlotte has never attracted a man who has anything going for him. They've all been poseurs or slimeballs or worse.
Well, maybe this time things will be different.
It is so undignified, apart from anything else.
What is?
Charlotte's behaving like a love-struck teenager. She's well into her 40s, for goodness sake.
43?
Well, that's bad enough. I think there's something rather repellent about middle-aged love affairs.
Does Roger know your views?
What's he got to do with anything?
Well, he is your husband. He might be rather upset to know you're repelled by middle-aged love affairs.
Roger and I aren't having a love affair. We're married. It's entirely different.
But you speak as if you don't have any sex life at all.
Of course we do. We just don't talk about it. Well, Charlotte. I can't imagine why she thinks anyone might be interested in who she goes to bed with.
No. So you're not interested?
Good heavens, no. If she took it upon herself to give me the full details, I don't know what I'd do. I'd be bored to tears.
Oh, I'm sure you would. So, if I'm talking to Charlotte and she happens to volunteer any information to me on the subject, you won't want to hear about it.
Well,
she probably wouldn't tell me anything anyway.
No. No. On the other hand, if she does...
Mm?
Well, I might be mildly interested in a few of the sordid details.
Like what?
Say, oh, I don't know... Well, what his name is for a start, and where she met him, and what he does for a living. And whether he's older than her or younger.
It just makes me feel good.
Good, Charlotte. One's always more alive as a woman, knowing that there's someone out there thinking about one all the time.
Well, could I have some more, please? Yeah.
And quite honestly, the sex is terrifically important, too. I mean, you might not understand that.
Why not?
Well, sex has never loomed as large in your life as it has in mine.
How do you know?
Whereas in me, there's always been this core of sheer animalism. A part of me that glows, that needs to give and receive pleasure. And when that part of me's fulfilled, then I'm fulfilled. It's as simple as that.
Well, lucky you. And what do you put it down to?
Put what down to?
This sudden revival of your sex life.
Obviously it's partly down to...
Because it's all been a bit quiet on that front for the last few months, hasn't it?
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
I wondered if you thought it was anything to do with the facelift.
What?
You suddenly attracting men again. I thought maybe all that money you spent on surgery was finally paying off. Oh, you remember? A couple of months back? When you had a few bits of flesh and the odd 5 years removed?
I don't think you're being very kind to me, Anna.
I don't think you were being very kind to me.
No, I just feel revived. Suddenly, I'm alive again. I'm firing on all cylinders. Charlotte Graves, woman and actor.
You don't mean you've actually got some work, do you?
Well,
not a job?
Not a job as such, no. But the agent's going to put me up for a couple of things, and I don't know, I just feel confident. I feel it's about time my career took a turn for the better.
Well, it couldn't take a turn for the worse, could it?
When the private life's going well, one's so much stronger to face the challenges of the professional life.
Well, I hope you're right.
Oh, I will be.
How could you top up my glass when
I really
you...
feel good.
Good? So, are you going to tell me?
Tell you what?
About the new lover.
The new lovers.
Lovers?
Mm-hmm. I think I've got a perfect combination this time.
And what would that be? One for the daytime and one for the nighttime?
Not far off. One who's younger and absolutely insatiable in bed. And one who's older and rich and romantic and generous. Keeps sending me flowers, buying me jewellery. So I get passion and pampering. Best of both worlds, eh?
And you do go to bed with both of them, do you? I mean, the stud and the sugar daddy?
Oh, yes. Have to do that. Otherwise, the sugar daddy might stop being so generous with the sugar.
And presumably the two of them know nothing about each other's existence.
No, of course they don't. Are you suggesting I'm the kind of woman who play one off against the other? Really, Anna? I don't believe in that kind of behaviour. I think it's immoral.
Whereas you don't have any moral qualms about deceiving both of them.
No, of course I don't. Goodness, men do that sort of thing all the time. I'm sick of these double standards. I'm only behaving as an empowered woman of the 90s should.
I see. So you're an empowered woman of the 90s, is that it?
Yes, exactly.
Well, do you feel sufficiently empowered to fill up my wine glass? It's been empty for the last 10 minutes.
All right. Haven't noticed.
Oh, good morning, Anna. Eddie says I need another appointment in a couple of weeks to put on the new crown.
Fine.
Yeah. Oh, lovely spread of flowers you've got there.
Well, aren't they? Old Mrs. Kenton gave them to me. I thought it had some help for her and then a thank you. Very sweet of her, wasn't it? She didn't have to.
Oh, everyone appreciates everything you do, Anna.
Anyway, how are you, Mr. Beach?
Excellent. In fine form, thank you very much.
Good. How about Tuesday week, the 15th?
No, I can't do that. I'm having a little jaunt to Paris that day.
Oh, very nice, too.
Just for lunch. Eurostar, you know. Should be very pleasant.
I'm sure it will be.
Taking a lady friend.
Are you? Eddie hasn't got anything then till the Friday. Would that do? The 18th?
I think that'll be fine.
2:20?
Yes, excellent.
I'll just write it on a card for you.
No, I'm a lucky fellow, you know.
Uh-huh.
After Alice died, I didn't really expect there'd ever be another woman in my life.
Well, must never give up hope, eh?
No. Oh, I'm just so happy.
Good.
The thought that there's someone out there who really cares about me. She's younger than me, you know.
Ah. Uh-huh.
And rather an exotic creature in my mundane world, as it happens.
Really?
Yes, would you believe she's an actress? Fancy, boring old ex-bank manager Martin Beach going out with an actress, eh?
Fancy.
Maybe you've heard of her.
Maybe.
Her name's Charlotte Graves.
What?
Charlotte Graves. Have you heard of her?
My personal view is that if you have information about someone's private life, and it's information that's going to cause unhappiness to someone else, then it's your moral duty to share it.
Yeah. Oh, just a minute, Victoria. Let me get this right. You're saying that if you have information that you know is going to make someone unhappy, then you are honour-bound to tell them and deliberately make them unhappy?
No! You make it sound much worse than it is. I am saying that if, for instance, you see the husband of one of your friends cuddling up to another woman in a restaurant somewhere, then you should tell your friend about it.
Why?
Because she's going to find out sooner or later, and it is up to you to ensure that it's sooner.
She might never find out. Your way is absolutely bound to cause her unhappiness, whereas there might be a perfectly innocent explanation for the husband's behaviour.
Like what?
Well, all right. He is having a fling, but it turns out to be very brief, and he goes back to his wife, and she never need know there was anything wrong.
But she's been kept in ignorance of something that is of enormous importance to her relationship with her husband.
I think there's often quite a lot to be said for ignorance. Most successful marriages are based on a healthy dollop of it.
I can't believe I am hearing you say this, Anna. I have always thought of you as a very moral person.
Yes. I have my own standards of morality, but they don't involve shopping people.
Telling a wife her husband's being unfaithful is not shopping people. It is providing her with the necessary information to reassess their relationship.
Even if the relationship's destroyed as a result?
Really, and you can't make an omelette without breaking eggs. Those flowers over there are lovely. Where'd they come from? Secret admirer?
There's someone I met through work.
Anyway, why did we get onto the subject of unfaithful husbands and withholding information?
Oh, it's, something that came up at the surgery. One of Eddie's patients. Nice old boy called Martin Beats. Widower in his early 60s. Very well healed. Well,
he's fallen for someone younger, and he's ecstatic about it and keeps sending her flowers and spoiling her rotten and all that.
Very nice, too.
Mm. The only problem is, I have reason to know that the woman he's fallen for is, unbeknownst to him, having a simultaneous affair with a younger man. So, going back to what we were talking about just now, should I tell him?
Yes, of course you should. No question.
But it's difficult.
Why?
Well, I do have a level of personal involvement in the situation.
You do?
Mm, it's kind of a bit close to home.
Oh?
The flowers! Someone you met at work?
I see. What do you see?
You are a dark horse, Anna.
How's your bruschetta de saumon elote?
Absolutely delish, Martin. Molto fabuloso.
Charlotte, I didn't know you had languages.
Oh, it's just, you know, doing what one does. One has an ear.
An ear?
Yes, to hear with.
Oh, right.
It's really part of one's stock in trade when one's in the business.
Sure. I didn't think you were in business. I thought you were an actress.
Actor.
Sorry?
I'm an actor.
An actor?
Mm.
Come on. Call me old-fashioned, but I would have said you're definitely an actress. Female. Goodness, I should know. I say, we're not in one of those crying game situations, are we?
No, Martin. I don't think there can be any doubt that I am all woman.
No, right. Actually, Charlotte, the waiter's looking at us.
Who cares?
Well, we don't want him to know that we're...
Lovers?
Well, yes.
Martin, we're in Paris, the land of l'amour. Here everyone glories in love. Paris is the city of lovers.
Yes, I'm sorry, I'm just not used to... Well, Alice would never have said things like, well, you know, in a public place.
Martin, I don't want to hear about Alice.
No, well, right. Going back to what you were saying about being an actor and not an actress.
Yes. It's just in this business these days, we're all actors.
Oh, I see. Except some of the actors play female parts. Is that it?
Not really, no.
I remember at school, we used to have chaps playing female parts, stuffed, rolled up rugby socks in their... got ragged rotten, needless to say. Actually, you know, I had a client who was an actor.
Really? What was his name?
Oh, I can't remember that.
Well, what sort of work did he do?
Well, got me there too, I'm afraid. All I remember is he got in a hell of a pickle over his mortgage arrears. You know, it is wonderful, once again, to be with someone in whose company I don't need words.
What?
It reminds me of being with Alice.
Oh.
We'd often spend whole mealtimes without a single word uttered.
Really?
And do you know, I never thought I'd get that close to another woman. Where we think so alike about everything that our relationship transcends words. It's blissful, isn't it, Charlotte?
Oh, it was blissful. Heaven on a stick. We went to this absolutely fab restaurant just off the Champs-Élysées, and then we went shopping.
Who paid?
Well, of course I kept offering, but he just is so generous.
Yes.
He's very sweet, too.
And smitten?
Oh, I'm afraid so. No, it's rather touching, you know, how much he cares about me.
And you are still running the younger model at the same time?
Oh, yes. I mean, I adore being with Martin, but he's a bit formal. A girl has to relax sometimes. And Jason's just so animal.
I see.
Look, I know you disapprove.
What makes you say that? I haven't passed any kind of judgment on the situation.
Like hell you haven't. I can feel the waves of disapproval wafting down the phone line. Come on, why else are you ringing, except to disapprove of me?
I'm ringing to warn you.
About what?
Victoria.
Oh, no, what's she doing now?
Well, I'm sure she's soon going to find out about your current two-timing arrangement.
Yes, I expect she will.
You mean you're going to tell her yourself?
Not in so many words, but perhaps I'll just kind of hint.
Yes, yes, I know all about your hinting, Charlotte. I might have guessed you wouldn't be able to resist the temptation. Anyway, I would strongly advise you to keep the details from Victoria.
Oh, but I would just love to see the expression on her face.
The only reason I'm saying this is because in a sort of hypothetical conversation about such matters, Victoria said that if she were ever in the situation of knowing about someone two-timing, she'd feel honour-bound to tell the individuals who were being duped.
Oh, I think duped's rather a strong word, Anna.
What would you prefer? Deceived? Betrayed? Strung along?
You said you weren't going to express disapproval. Anyway, thanks. Maybe I won't rush into giving Victoria all the details. Are you sure she doesn't know already?
I'm certain. At the moment, following typically Victoria's town logic, she has got the idea that I am currently juggling an older and a younger lover.
Really? Oh, too hysterical.
Why?
Well, you. I mean, you. The idea of you having two lovers, it's just totally incongruous.
Thank you, Charlotte. Thank you very much.
Hello?
Could I speak to Mr. Beach, please?
This is he?
Ah, now, my name's Mrs. Franklin. Victoria Franklin. You don't know me.
No, I don't.
No. The fact is, though, that you're going out with my sister.
Am I?
Anyway. I don't like telling tales out of school, but I do think, as a general rule, if someone's being deceived, they should know about it. Don't you agree?
Well...
The fact is, I mean, I'm as surprised about this as you are. It seems totally out of character. But the fact is that my sister is two-timing you.
What? Surely not.
I agree. As I said, totally out of character. But I'm afraid there's no doubt about it. She's told me so herself.
She did?
Yes. There's you in her life, and then there's a younger man.
A younger man?
Mm. I can only think it's something to do with her age. You know, there hasn't been that much romance in her life.
Hasn't there?
No. And I suppose the fact that she's managed to catch you has gone to her head.
Really?
Mm. So she started sort of putting it about a bit.
Putting it about a bit?
You know, having a final binge at the Last Chance Saloon.
Oh.
I hope you don't mind me telling you this, Mr. Beach, but I thought you'd rather know.
Well, I'm not absolutely sure.
Oh, I don't think it'll last, so you needn't worry about that.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure she'll soon come back to her senses. She'll dump the younger man and you'll have her all to yourself.
Ah.
Because I don't think that there's any question that deep down Anna's really besotted with you.
Who is?
Anna, my older sister. The one who works in the dental surgery. The one you're going out with, for heaven's sake.
But I'm not...
No, the whole thing is very odd. It's most unlike Anna. Now, if it had been my younger sister, I wouldn't have been at all surprised.
Are you referring to Charlotte?
Yes. Charlotte's entire life has been a kind of witch report on the male sex. She'd think nothing of stringing half a dozen men along. But Anna... Now, I've always thought of Anna as the moral one. Still, just goes to show... Even the people we think of as nearest to us, when it comes down to it, we just don't know them at all.
No.
So anyway, I thought it was my duty to tell you.
Thank you.
Oh, I feel so much better for having done so. It salved my conscience, you know.
It's really odd, Anna,
mm-hmm.
because he suddenly announced he couldn't see me anymore.
Oh, do you suppose he's just gone off you?
Hardly. Dear old Martin's still entirely besotted with me.
So what's your explanation?
I think fear.
Fear?
Yes. I'm afraid I was just too much woman for him.
Oh. So are you going to make any effort to heal the rift?
No. No. If it were someone younger, it might be worth doing something. But Martin was never going to go the distance anyway. No. I'll put it down to experience. So will he, I'm sure. A rather more exciting experience for him than it was for me, it has to be said. No, but I like to think at least he'll have some memories, some feeling of how exciting life can be. Actually, it was quite timely, too.
What was?
Martin chickening out of the relationship. I was beginning to get a bit bored.
Oh?
And also, things with Jason are getting so, steamy. But I was finding it increasingly difficult to pretend any kind of interest in Martin.
Well, all worked out for the best, then,
I'll say. Obviously, it's partly the age thing with Jason. Someone like him gains so much from the attentions of a woman who's slightly older.
Slightly?
Yes. And then, he's not interested in the kind of things someone like Martin would always be talking about. Money, investments, pensions, that kind of tedious stuff. Jason's a free spirit.
Meaning he doesn't have any money, investments, pensions, that kind of tedious guff.
Well, no, but it is refreshing, let me tell you. So when we're together, we never have to think about the boring, mundane, everyday life. We're just two animals whose sole purpose is to give each other pleasure.
Oh, very nice, too. So you don't feel that you should be giving Martin's presents back?
What?
Well, you did say he'd given you lots of jewellery and stuff.
Yes, Anna, but I couldn't give that back.
Why not?
Well, he'd be insulted.
Would he?
Of course. Those things were given to me, you know, because the simple act of giving gave Martin such enormous pleasure.
Really?
Oh, yes. There's nothing sentimental about it.
Oh, messages. Have a look. Oh, hello, Anna. This is Martin Beach speaking. You know, we've met through the dental surgery. The fact is, I would rather like to see you. It's very important.
What do you want? Just coming! Oh! Hello!
Anna.
Mr. Beach, what do you want?
I was waiting in the car outside, and as soon as I saw you go in, I had to come and see you.
Ah.
Anna, I have to tell you.
What?
I love you, too.
I beg your pardon.
I'm hungry.
What, Jason? Still?
I mean, I need something to eat.
Yes, well, in a little while, Lottie will get up and throw together some pasta for us, all right?
What? We're not going out to eat?
Jason, darling, we can't go out to eat all the time. Little Lottie's purse is not bottomless, you know.
Huh.
Don't go all sulky on me. All right. Maybe in a little while we could go out to Giorgio's round the corner.
That's always bloody Giorgio's, isn't it?
What do you mean?
We never go anywhere trendy.
Well, why do we want to go somewhere trendy? All we really want is to be together. Just the two of us. Isn't that right?
Hmm.
Ooh, we are a sulky boy today, aren't we? I'd suggest that you got out of bed the wrong side. Except that you haven't got out of bed at all yet today. Still, little Lottie always knows how to stop Jason being a sulky boy, doesn't she? Oh,
get off.
What's the matter?
You're always pawing away at me.
Pawing away at you? Is that what you call it? You never seem to mind me pawing away at you before.
No, well, one can go off things.
You haven't gone off, little Lottie, have you?
Well, it's just we always seem to be doing the same stuff.
Jolly nice stuff, though, isn't it?
We just stay in bed. We don't go out and do things.
Yes, we do. We spent most of yesterday shopping.
Yeah, but that was...
We bought you that lovely suit, didn't we? And the shoes... Aren't you grateful to little Lottie for buying you your lovely suit and shoes?
Yeah, yeah.
So, are you going to show little Lottie just how grateful you are?
I'm going to get dressed.
Why?
Because I want to.
All right. I'll take you out for lunch at that nice restaurant in Covent Garden. Just this once more to stop you being a sulky boy. But after that, I've got to think about economising.
No, it's all right. Don't bother.
What?
Don't bother wasting money on me, not if it really hurts you that much. I don't know, you're just so middle class about money.
I'm certainly not middle class about money. It's simply that I have a finite amount of it. And spending a lot of time with you is diminishing that amount rather quickly.
Okay. Perhaps we'd better call it a day, then.
What?
You and me. I think we've both got anything we're likely to get out of it.
You mean anything we're likely to get out of the relationship?
That's right.
You can't mean that.
Can't I? Put something round yourself.
What?
A dressing gown or a sheet or something.
Jason, what are you saying?
I'm saying it's a pity your budget for plastic surgery could only run to the face.
Jason!
No, I think we've already gone on too long, you and me.
But why? What's wrong with you and me?
Well, where shall I start? One, you're too old for me. Two, you're not rich enough for me. Three, you're too clinging for me. Four, you're not pretty enough for me. And five, I've got a live-in girlfriend.
What?
Who could give you about 20 years, and whose body could give yours 30.
So, Jason, all the time you think...
Yes, all the time. I need a cab fare. See what you've got in your handbag, shall I? Not much. Still, and this will have to do. Bye-bye, then, little Lottie.
Jason!
Oh, this looks lovely in here, Anna.
Mm.
Are all the flowers from Martin?
Fatal.
Don't apologise. It's wonderful to have a man who's prepared to pamper you.
Well, I don't know. If you're not as keen as he is, it can get a bit awkward.
He keeps trying to buy me jewellery, take me on foreign trips.
And aren't you as keen as he is?
No! I've nothing against him. I mean, Martin's sweet. I like him as a friend, but I'm not really that interested.
Hmm. I know why you're saying this, Anna.
You do?
Oh, yes. I'm quite a good intuitive psychologist, you know.
Ah.
And I know that what you're suffering from is plain, straightforward guilt.
Guilt? And what am I supposed to be guilty about?
The fact that you're deceiving Martin with a younger lover.
Oh, Victoria, for heaven's sake, how many times have I told you there is no younger lover? Go on, how many times?
Many. But you see, to someone as perceptive as me, Anna, you are entirely transparent.
Am I?
Oh, yes. That when you started going out with Martin...
I'm not going out with him! And he showed no interest in me at all until after you talked to him.
You don't have to say all that again. I know what really happened.
You do?
Yes. You were afraid of the strength of your feelings for Martin.
I was.
Mm-hmm. As ever, afraid of commitment. And that is why you took up with your younger lover.
Victoria, how many more times do I have to say there is no younger lover?
Good! What? I am glad to hear that you have seen sense and broken up with him.
No, Victoria, really? How many times do I have to tell you? Oh, who the hell can that be?
It's the florist's van.
Oh, no.
More expressions of devotion from Martin.
Yes, it probably is. I'll have to go and get them.
You know, Anna...
What?
I can read you like a book.
Really?
And it is a wonderful feeling to know that I am absolutely right about you.
In episode 6 of No Commitments, Rosemary Leach played Anna, Nicola Paget, Victoria, and Celia Imrie, Charlotte. Geoffrey Whitehead played Martin, and Joshua Taub, Jason. The music was composed by Elizabeth Parker of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. No Commitments was written by Simon Brett and produced by Anne Jobson.